Right now it is time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Cosby. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning? Did you get we had an unbelievable amount of rain off and on all night long. Man.
I don't know. I was sleeping.
Boy, it woke me up. It was so loud.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so I don't know if we got a lot of it. And I know a lot of it was passing west of us.
Yeah, boy, it sounded like you were in a car wash. And I'm in my bedroom, and it sounded like you're in a car wash.
Wow.
But anyways, enough of that. And all right, well, we've got the first games under our belt in Major League Baseball. And the Astros beat the Twins.
Yeah, that was a surprise because the Twins had the best home record of anybody in the major leagues, and everybody's saying what a big advantage they had. Well, they're down one game to none with their back against the wall already.
The whole thing about the Twins, and everybody wrote when the Yankees faced the Twins in the playoffs, how the Yankees own the Twins. The Twins have not played well in the playoffs since they've been getting there the past 10 years. They have just not, for some reason. Last year was the same thing as well.
Yeah, it's not the Yankees, it's the Twins.
Yeah, so the Astros get win number one. How about in the next game? Athletics fell to the White Sox. The White Sox suddenly woke up.
Yeah, that was a shocker. The White Sox couldn't get out of their own way for a week. They not only did they go out there and beat them 4-1, it was 4-0, and the pitcher Murphy for the White Sox had a perfect game through six. And everybody was saying how the A's are this and the A's are that. The A's are another underachieving team in the playoffs. There's a certain kind of thing you need on a team to win in the playoffs, and certain teams don't have it. The Twins being one, the A's being another. Whether your season's 60 games or 160 games, you play a lot of weak Marys, and you get to beat up on them. When you get to the playoffs, you're usually playing pretty decent teams. These two teams can't beat them. So the White Sox win impressively, and the Astros would another late home run beat the Twins 4-1. So those were two games. They were two close games, and it wasn't a home run derby, but home runs decided them, and home runs do decide baseball games.
All right, the Rays over the Blue Jays 3-1.
Snell pitched a great game for them.
Yeah.
The Rays are just overmatched. The Blue Jays are just overmatched here. They're another team that just making the playoffs for them was enough.
All right, and the Yankees over the Indians 12-3.
Didn't watch a minute of the game. I saw they were winning 2-0 early, and I decided to watch something else on TV that was more important.
Yeah,
the Yankees won 12-3 yesterday. They won with Cole. You had to expect them if they were going to win a game, they won with Cole. Now the Yankees' troubles start because everybody after Cole can't win a baseball game.
All right, and today we have, let's see.
Eight games.
There's eight games today?
Eight games.
That's just plain stupid.
Yeah.
This is
what they made. And like I said, like we discussed over the past 2 days, the scheduling of the games. The only thing more stupid than having eight games is the scheduling of them. So it is what it is. Major League Baseball has their favorites, and there's not much you can do about it. Imagine the A's could be eliminated before some teams even play their first game.
It's amazing. The Reds against the Braves, first game. Astros against the Twins at 1 o'clock. Marlins against the Cubs at 2. White Sox against the Athletics at 3. Blue Jays against Tampa Bay at 4. Cardinals and Padres at 5. Yankees and Indians at 7. And the Brewers and Dodgers at 10.
Yeah, so the Brewers and Dodgers will be starting in their first game, and there may already be teams eliminated.
Amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, why did they not have eight games yesterday? Why did the National League get another extra day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the questions Major League Baseball doesn't want you to ask.
Well, they better hope that nobody comes down with COVID-19 and they got to postpone a series because that'll really screw things up. Because look at what happened. And of all the leagues that I expected this to happen to, and I know it sounds terrible, but the National Football League, when they were just in training camp, going into training camps, they had to suspend a player because he was sneaking a woman into his room.
Yeah.
Well, the Titans had their outbreak. Three players, five personnel test positive. So Titans games are put on hold now for, gosh, at least probably a week.
Yeah, NFL season's not going to finish. Yeah. The people that play in the NFL can't observe rules. They don't obey laws. Never mind rules. I expect there'll be a lot of positive tests in the NFL, unless the NFL fixes it. But the NFL's capable of doing anything.
All right, and where else do you want to go in sports?
Nothing else happening.
I know.
Like I said yesterday, I think I said a little bit. There's a whole lot of big stake races in a lot of places this weekend, which is going to be interesting because there's only so many horses that can compete in these stake races. So it's going to be interesting to see how the fields are affected because, when you're running a mile and a sixteenth on a turf for four-year-olds and up at three places, there's only so many horses that can compete in it. So I'm kind of thinking it sounds like it's going to be a real big racing weekend with all these stakes, but I think the competition is going to be watered down where you might have some overwhelming favorites in some of them. I hope not. I don't know why they're having all these races on one day. It's really ridiculous, but so is a lot of things nowadays.
All right. Well, I know you'll be watching some baseball later on today, and I want you to have a good day and night, and we'll speak with you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.